Philip's dad died from a heart attack this morning. How can I help him deal with this?
The best thing you can do is simply be there for your friend during this difficult time. And remember to pray. You're tuned in to the one and only Keys for Kids, a great way to grow your faith. Let's get started. So, do you know someone that's going through a really tough time? Maybe they lost a family member, or maybe they're dealing with a really terrible sickness. What they need most is love, support, and prayer. Galatians 6:2 says, "Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." Well, our story is all about bearing one another's burdens. It's called Hurting Hearts. "What's wrong, David?" Mom asked as David got into the car. David sighed. "Mrs. Lewis told our class that Philip won't be in school for a few days. His dad had a heart attack and died early this morning." Mom gasped. "Oh no, that's awful." David nodded. "Principal Brown came and told us he went to Philip's house this morning. He said Philip and his mom and little brother are very sad. Then he and Mrs. Lewis let us ask questions and talk for a while." David paused. "Mom, why did this happen? What are they going to do?" "I don't know," Mom shook her head. "Is there something you want to do for them now?" "I want to see Philip. He's my best friend," David said. "Can we go to their house?" "Okay, but first let's make a meal for them," Mom said. "People sometimes forget about eating at times like this." David and his mom made a pot of sloppy joes and put the whole meal in a basket. In the car, David said, "Mom, let's pray for Philip and his family." Mom stopped the car and they prayed for God to help the family. David also asked Jesus to give him words to comfort his friend. Philip greeted them at the door. "We brought you dinner," David said, and carried the basket to the kitchen. David and Philip slipped out to the porch while their moms talked in the house. "Philip, I'm so sorry. What can I do?" "I don't even know. I miss my dad so much already." Philip covered his face, wiping away tears. "When Mom said something was wrong this morning, I prayed Dad would be okay. Now I don't know what's going to happen to us." "I don't know what's going to happen either, but I do know that Jesus loves you and will be with you through all of this. You always have hope in Him." David put a hand on his friend's shaking shoulder. "I'll be here for you too. Let me know if there's anything I can do. I'll be praying for you and your family." Philip closed his eyes and took a deep breath. "Thanks, David." So how about you? Do you have a friend who is hurting? Perhaps someone they love has died or they're facing a difficult situation. You know, things like that can really hurt a person's heart, and they need the love and support of their friends. So help them in whatever ways you can and let them know you're praying for them. Even though you won't have all the answers, you can remind them of the hope they have in Jesus. Our key verse today,
Galatians 6:2. Bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ.
And our key thought today, help friends who are hurting. I hope you like listening to the Keys for Kids stories with me every day, but if you want to read them too, now you can do that on your Nook or Kindle. And when you're done with the stories, there's the games and crafts for you too. For example, you can make slime from the Pity Puddle story. It's a lot of fun. Ask your parents to go to keysforkids.org and then click shop. The Keys for Kids ebook is a fun way to have story time with God every day. So learn more about Him and get the ebook today at keysforkids.org and then click shop. Well, I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.